Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
1 o'clock hour here on a Monday in Kansas City. It's Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you.
I did officially apply to be an extra. Right.
You and I are locked in for Ted Lasso application to be on season four. Drew, are you going to do this?
I gave him an availability of any day of the week at any time under any circumstances. I am available is the point.
You'll deny...
Well, last time my availability was incredibly limited for the Hallmark movie.
Because
I was going to be gone for, I was dance and in Colorado, so I was gone for like 2 full weeks the middle of the shooting time. So my availability was
I will apply.
You should apply. All three of us should apply, and we'll see if any of us get on this.
Drew gets on it.
We're at Hallmark.
Both have been
in
something.
The funniest thing for the show would
be so mad.
The funniest thing for the show would be once again if somebody else, if Drew got it now and then you were still, you know, boxed out of this thing.
Just give me a chance. You know, that's all I'm saying. If you're listening, talent agency.
They're based out of L.A. They're handling. They don't know who any of us are. They really don't.
Give me
a
chance.
This is not like, oh, it's some local thing. Like, no, they're based out of L.A. or just random people to them. They have no idea. So this is not like, oh, you have a leg up because you're on the radio or anything. Nope. It's just based on the little profile thing they had us fill out and a couple photos. You sent in 4 photos?
I did. I sent in 4 photos.
Which photos?
Tried to show no... No sun. The rules were no sunglasses.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They wanted one that was just
a
like
selfie.
Like, yeah, they wanted one that was like one that was like shoulders up. I dug through.
Shoulders up as in what?
Well,
like,
or like
shrug,
like
or
yeah, like here.
Profile.
Like
they didn't profile.
They said it wouldn't be bad to have one
from
that was like full body. So you know, like I sent one where I was like just a little nicer. So you're like, I tried to show casual, dressy. I tried to show the mini face.
Yeah, I have a variety of mine. One was sent in with me wearing a suit for the full body one.
You know,
I was wearing a suit for that one.
So just trying to find my way. You know, just trying to find my way. Good luck to all of you. terrible luck, and I hope I get it instead of you.
913-586-7965. Man, I said, Cody, you can't win a hot dog derby, and now if you get, you might be 0-2 on a movie/show.
Okay, in fairness, I am 0-4 in hot dog derbies, not 0-2. So I'd be 0-6 lifetime in those things. I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm going to be exactly like Mikel Garcia's tweet if I ever win a hot dog derby.
Oh, yeah, but you're 0-4.
Thanks to all the haters.
But you're 0-4, though.
Oh, I don't care. If I win one.
People are going to say eventually, I mean, you're 0-4.
I don't care if I'm 0-20.
Oh,
the day
gosh.
I win a hot dog derby,
I'll
be still proud of myself.
I don't know if that's going to fly the same way, man. I don't know if that's going to be the same thing.
I'm not going to say it's my proudest moment.
Not like a Super Bowl ring where you're like, you're 0-5 in Super Bowls and you finally win one. Yeah, people will give you credit for finally winning that Super Bowl ring. The hot dog derby,
it's essentially my version of it.
I guess so.
I'm never going to play in a Super Bowl.
Yeah. So. Well, at least we've got to that point. You have admitted that you will not play in a Super Bowl. I'm glad we've gotten there on this show.
Cody would pull a Pete Weber.
40 years old.
Cody would pull a Pete Weber as soon as he went, who do you think you are? I am.
That's an all-time moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, yeah. So we'll let you guys know over the next week or two. I guess maybe we'll find out if anybody gets called.
You'd think that they'd be calling you pretty quick.
We'll see if any of us get, as Ted Lasso season 4 is supposedly being filmed in Kansas City, or at least part of it being filmed in Kansas City. Let's talk about the NFL, something that just doesn't happen very often in the league, and those are those player-for-player trades, but that's exactly what went down today involving the Steelers and the Dolphins. So the exact trade, if you're just joining us for the first time today, The Steelers now have Jalen Ramsey in that secondary. 30-year-old. You and I think on a Hall of Fame track.
Yeah, I don't think he's quite as good as he used to be, but he's still a great player.
They also got tight end Jonnu Smith, and then they swapped 2027 picks. Minka Fitzpatrick went back to Miami from Pittsburgh. Remember, a couple years ago, it was Minka Fitzpatrick getting traded to Pittsburgh. So they swapped 2027 picks. They swapped members of the secondary. Jalen Ramsey, the headliner, though, in this trade. Although I still think Minka Fitzpatrick's a pretty darn good player, but I don't know. He goes back down to Miami. It doesn't move the needle. I think it's, did the Steelers get better? If we're just asking that question. Yeah, I think they got better, but they're paying him $26 million a year in Jalen Ramsey, unless the Dolphins are eating some of that money, which you would think they might. And better as in what? Like, you know, are they a 10-win team versus 9, an 11-win team versus 10? Maybe. Like, Minka Fitzpatrick, Jalen Ramsey swap's not worth a win. Are they a better defense with Porter Jr. and Jalen Ramsey back there? Yeah, yes. I think so. I think that's fair to say.
They got better. It's more just telling in, like, how I've never seen the Steelers organization be this in. They are all in. They have pushed every chip to the center that they have available to play. Now, look, Aaron Rodgers alone could have almost been enough of a sign of that. But just as a whole, I've never seen them just like not sell their soul, but do anything they can in order to get over that. And that includes Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey. And I think the fifth in the Minka Fitzpatrick they sent back in exchange for it. Look, it seems like it's kind of trading two corners who maybe wanted to, you know, Jalen Ramsey wanted out and wanted to be paid the amount of money. He got a small raise by going to Pittsburgh, and Minka Fitzpatrick once played in Miami. Maybe he just wanted to go back there where he had had some success before. Miami was in an all-in situation a couple of years ago and has now had to rein it back in because of financial or lack of success or all the other reasons. I told you earlier, I still think this says a lot about Tomlin and them trying to figure out where the next steps of their franchise are. And if this team without a quarterback can just have one of those weirdo one-off years. Can you guys think of an example of that working though? Can you guys think of an example of a one-off winner in the NFL?
I mean, Brady and the Bucs.
I mean, they
now that's the GOAT, but that's the GOAT. So it's a little bit different.
Yeah. Single best quarterback to ever play. So, okay. That, but like
Manning, it was carried by the defense, but Manning went to Denver one right away.
God, but I mean, God, I guess Aaron Rodgers, maybe they're viewing it as that.
But those were teams that Brady was the best of all time.
Well, and that's Manning, why you go after Jalen Ramsey. You're going to say Manning, we're going to be that kind of defense.
Manning had a historically great defense. Wasn't just like the number one defense that year. The Broncos still to this day, that 2014, right?
But that 14? First year with Peyton Manning, he was still 50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards. He was still like Peyton Manning. He was still a star. I understand the year they won the Super Bowl, it was not the case. I guess the question you ask yourself is, does Aaron Rodgers have one more year like that in him?
Yeah, I disagree with someone on the text line thinks Ramsey's washed. They think Fitzpatrick is better than Ramsey. Then explain the trade to me. Like, I disagree with that. I don't think the Steelers traded a player they think is clearly better for a washed player.
Down on Jalen Ramsey. Yeah. Drew was Drew's down on him too. He was like, he said he was one of the most overrated players in NFL history or something earlier.
I did not say that. I said he's. I said I think Jalen Ramsey is a bit overrated. That's what I said.
You said way overrated.
Overrated.
You did not say a bit.
If he's overrated, he's overrated.
He's one of the five best corners of the last decade. He's an all-decade player. Overrated. He's a three-time All-Pro.
Stephon Gilmore has better, not interception numbers, but in terms of completion percentage against Stephon Gilmore, is a better corner than he is.
I told you, I think this is just about, like, let's give a reason to I think this is, like, getting the reason to fire Mike Tomlin. As in, if it doesn't work and we give you everything, then we can fire you cause-free. They've never fired a coach in their franchise's history. This is a like no cause situation because he's actually been exceeding expectations for years with bad quarterbacks. And if you give him Aaron Rodgers and Jalen Ramsey and the whole thing, then we don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, like I understand. I think we all said even this past season, being stuck where they're at, mediocrity. There's even a huge chunk of Steelers fans that believe they need to kind of tear it down, take a year step back, get the young franchise quarterback and move forward and maybe even with the new voice. Now, we all also agree that Mike Tomlin would be hired instantly if they got rid of him. I don't think this year is like Mike Tomlin's got to prove to us. I just think it's where things are at with the franchise for years and years. They have not taken the step back that sometimes is necessary. There's a chance this is the final year for Mike Tomlin, but I don't think that it's the organization needs, you know, proof of why they need to get rid of him. Like if the organization wanted to get rid of Mike Tomlin after this past season, they could have very easily.
I think, but it's harder last season because, again, no expectation to win the amount they won the year before.
But
how
high is the expectation this year? I mean, nobody thinks they're actually a Super Bowl contender.
But that's why you can fire him. If you say,
nobody thought they were a Super Bowl contender last year.
But
either.
If they're saying the expectation now should be a 10-win season, if he comes up just even slightly short of that, then they've got a better reason. Because when he's out here like doing stuff with Mason Rudolph and Russell Wilson, you're like, damn, he's even winning with these fools. It is kind of hard to make the justification a little bit.
I think what you're trying to say is the Steelers know, like, they're making everybody think that they're getting better, but the Steelers believe they're the exact same team as they were before with this trade. But them having DK, them having Aaron Rodgers.
On paper, it's better.
On paper, it's better. So basically what they can say is, look at this. It's the same results as it was last year. We knew it was going to happen because we know the type of team that this is. But now we can
I don't think it's like a test. I don't think they're going to fire him now. I think it's a test.
So I guess
they know Mike Tomlin's a good coach, but they know that they need a reason to fire him.
So I guess I disagree with the setup that you guys are both providing for the situation for starters. The second part is if they are doing what you guys are saying, what a horrific way to run an organization. We know we're really not getting much better, but we just want to have a way to prove to fans that we can fire. What a horrific way to operate. I just don't buy it, guys.
I'm not saying they're sitting behind closed doors saying, I think it is a test though. Like anything else, they're saying, all right.
Testing Mike Tomlin. What are we testing Mike Tomlin for?
Because they need a courtesy out. And again, I don't think that they're sitting in an office saying we're pre-firing.
It's the NFL, man. It's a tough business. I don't know about that.
I think they know that it hasn't been going well and that they haven't been giving him the resources that he probably needs in order to be his maximum level of successful. So before they make, let's put it this way. This is the softer way of putting it. Before they make a rash decision and let maybe a future Hall of Fame head coach go, the way Andy Reid eventually got in Philly, as B-Dub pointed out to us via text, I think before making a rash decision, they're like, you know what? We haven't loaded up old Tommy Boy in a while. Let's see what Tomlin's got. Let's give him DK. Let's give him all these things. And then if it goes south, they have their out. Like, I don't think they're trying to bettering the guy.
Or they're bettering the team because they're trying to win. Like, why does it have to be about?
Well, like, why now? But after years of mediocrity, Aaron Rodgers is the solution.
In their opinion, like, we don't have to agree with how it turned out, but in their opinion, they thought Russell Wilson was an upgrade from what they had the year before
but
there was only so many options. Like, I'm not disagreeing. If I was a Steelers fan, I would want them to have blown the whole thing up this past offseason, or I guess this offseason would have been.
Yeah, you and I.
Like, I'm with you guys on that. Like, that they're stuck. I don't think they're competing for a Super Bowl anytime soon. All that is true. I just don't believe ownership, and I would certainly hope they're not operating this way. If they are, what a mistake. That they're like, we're going to give Mike Tomlin one last chance. We're going to give him Rodgers and DK Metcalf, or else. Like, then just fire the dude three months ago.
I don't think they're saying it the way, like, I understand I'm pitching it. Like, I don't think that's how they say
you're pitching it.
Like, I don't think they're saying it internally, but yes, I do think the teams operate.
They might fire him.
I honestly think it's genuinely foolish to think the teams occasionally don't put positions in to be like, with this way we talk hot seats and everything else.
Sure.
Sometimes they load you up is the effort to be like, okay, maybe we're not doing enough on our end.
Sure.
Here you go, Tomlin. Here it is. But it is inevitably a let's don't get you fired.
I'm not disagreeing. Like, we could be sitting here next January and Mike Tomlin gets fired or parts ways. Like, I'm not arguing with you guys that I'm betting you that Mike Tomlin will be the head coach next January. That's not the argument. I'm just disagreeing with the setup of it. That's all.
I don't even, Cody, because you brought it up. For an organization that has literally never fired its head coach before, literally.
Just retired.
I feel like I don't even think it's about Mike Tomlin. I think it could be anybody up there it could be John Harbaugh who's been coaching the Steelers. Yeah. And it's the exact same situation of we need a reason to actually do something we've never done in our history and our franchise's existence.
Could have done it last year.
And this is what we
same thing could be applied to last year.
I know, but having Mason Rudolph as the quarterback, it didn't give you a good enough reason to do it.
They brought in Russell Wilson and Justin Fields last year. You could argue the exact same thing we're discussing they tried last year, guys.
I say that this is a higher point of that. I don't think that bringing in those two is the same. Like, I understand your point of saying we gave him something, but you know, Justin Fields on a one-year, $1 million deal and Russell Wilson on a one-year, $1 million deal is a little bit different, I think, than bringing in the for-sure future Hall of Famer Aaron Rodgers. Anybody think, by the way, this means T.J. Watt's getting traded? That's the way everyone's taking this. Now they brought in another person and paid him before paying T.J. Watt.
He'll get paid before the season starts.
Who the hell lets T.J. Watt
walk.
He'll get paid before the start of the season.
I have a really hard time imagining anybody lets a player of his caliber walk out the door.
It is interesting how nobody's talking about that one as much. And I don't know if it's because it's the Steelers organization versus the Bengals, but it's the exact same setup for two very similar players.
Nobody's talking about it. Everybody's talking about it today on social.
Because J.J. Watt hasn't spoken as publicly. You know, Trey Hendrickson has talked. It's been very public, and it's a little bit different. Right. I think that's
probably
part of it. But yeah, we'll see. Like, look, if Mike Tomlin and the Steelers part ways after the season, it's probably going to be because, once again, they're a 9 or 10 win football team and they're stuck in no man's land and Rodgers retires. And at that point in time, it's time for a reset. And that would be the best thing if you're a Steelers fan to probably actually happen to you.
If you're Mike Tomlin, though, wouldn't you?
Because like this year, what happens if they win 12 games and lose in the divisional round? That gets you nothing.
Then you get a new quarterback, but Mike Tomlin's still your head coach.
It gets you nothing.
That's what it gets you.
But again, who is your quarterback? Like, are they willing to risk everything for the future to go and get that guy? Or are you just stuck at pick 19 again or pick 22 again? Where if you're Mike Tomlin, if you think you could go to a better situation, wouldn't you just finish this round and then resign?
No, I think he just signed a new contract, didn't he?
I don't know, but if you're Mike Tomlin, if you're tired of having the same thing come up again and tired of being this way and you think you can
signed
go
a 3-year
better,
extension through the 2027 season.
I know he wouldn't try to
$50 million deal, $16.6 million a year.
Well, then, yeah, never mind.
Jeez.
He isn't denying that.
No.
They're going to have to get rid of him. Yeah.
You'd be firing me.
Yeah, or trade me.
trade me. You might actually find a team to trade. That might be the way to reset. I'm not saying you get like the world, but teams
shopping Mike Tomlin after the season's over would be funny.
Teams have traded for coaches a bunch.
Chiefs traded for Dick Vermeil.
I know, but theoretically, hearing the Steelers are shopping Mike Tomlin, it would just be a wild thing to say.
It definitely hasn't happened. Last week, you had mentioned we were doing a football planning show last Friday. Something our boss Steven Spector has us do to make sure that
show's done it.
Bring you entertaining content for the fall / actually do the work. So we did it last week, but as a result of that, we missed Kansas being friendly and being asked by Mark Donovan and the Kansas City Chiefs, like, hey, you guys mind extending those star bonds? And I think Alex and I took it the exact same way. I took this very simple as the Chiefs do not want to make their decision before a potential, I think almost for sure, November ballot request in order to fund the renovations at Arrowhead, that they'll get part of the money from the state. And they want the star bonds around as the, if you don't vote yes for this in November, we'll just take Kansas's money. Thank you, safety net. Is that, look, Kansas doesn't have a pro team. They don't have an NFL team. So maybe they're just willing. It feels a little second fiddle to be like, we'll take your money if we don't get the money we really want. If I were Kansas, I don't think I'd love the public optics of that.
What do you have to lose?
But that's the problem is that you don't have a pro team. And if you want to get a pro team, you might... They're coming off a little bit desperate in like, sure, as long as you need, guys, end of the year, you got it.
Yeah, look.
But are stuck in a spot of the Chiefs are their second choice, I think.
Yeah, look, if it's a business deal, ultimately, and if I told you you had a potential business deal that could bring you billions of dollars in potential revenue to your state over the years, and you just had to agree to keep the negotiation going for another 6 months, but you had a chance. There's still a chance. Revenue you were never getting before, but there's a chance you could get all this revenue. Yeah. You'd say, well, sure. Yeah. Let's keep talking. Sure. Yeah. Take your time.
It's just hard to take any like these could expire. And you're like, okay, but that was a joke the whole time.
You know?
But
so I mean, they got nothing to lose there. I think there's a very real case. Once again, leverage is being played on both sides of this. Mm-hmm. Missouri's getting some leverage. The Chiefs are playing both Missouri, I should say, and Kansas on this. Yeah. Is there a chance that they go to a renovated ballot measure for a renovated Arrowhead, I should say, in November? And if it passes, then obviously they stay at Arrowhead. If it doesn't, then there's a chance that they would automatically just be able to say, all right, well, fine, Kansas, we're in. Let's go to the Kansas side and build a dome stadium. That's one scenario. The other was, do they actually need till November, or are they actually think they're very close on a deal with Kansas and they announce in August or September? I don't know which one. I would tend to lean, it seems like the momentum had been that they were staying at a renovated Arrowhead. That was the thought like a week ago, that the momentum at least was trending in that direction. Yeah. And this just keeps all options open.
And that to me only emphasizes the fact that continues to be their top choice, is that they still want the vote. They still want the public money, not just the Missouri side that provides them some of the money they need. They still want the county money in order to make up whatever the loss is on the now much bigger plan. The other question I have though, is it going to end up being the same amount of money they just asked for two teams? Because this goes back to the same thing that we kind of warned. I understand you get to vote and choose the way you vote and all that stuff, but we did warn. If the Chiefs come back for the 3.8 cents sales tax and it gets approved by Jackson County, well, then you spent the same amount of money and you didn't get two teams. Like, so that renovation better be way better. Like,
well, that was, I don't mean better. What's done is done, obviously, from last April, but that was part of the whole thing in the days after we discussed is, you know, the deal that was on the table at the time, while nobody's acting like the campaign wasn't a mess, it was.
Yeah.
But the actual financial deal on the table there, that was the better deal that Jackson County and the state of Missouri was ever going to get.
Because Missouri hadn't even guaranteed dollars. We assumed they would have given them eventually, but
The stadium,
hadn't even guaranteed any money.
On the state level, yeah. I mean, so that was always the thing. While there was the ego that was hurt, and then they got embarrassed in April of 2024 on election night. In general, both teams were all going to have more options. And this extension of the Star Bond is proof of that for the Chiefs. They've got still Kansas just waiting. They'll take them in a heartbeat. And they still have Missouri, who obviously wants to keep them, now might require a public vote. And not to mention the, you know, similar thing with the Royals, although a lot of people don't think they would need a public vote to stay downtown or to go downtown, but that's not like 100% definitive thing. That's just what the city has been saying publicly. I think there's still some skepticism whether or not that's actually true, that they can kind of divert the funds, if you will, to make sure that there doesn't have to be a public vote, which of course will upset some people.
Which they're probably trying
to
figure out now that the Missouri stuff is out of the way. I imagine there's a lot of behind doors meetings at the moment, trying to figure out if they are allowed to, what you say, move the money around in order to provide the Royals some of the cash that they may want, or Clay County, or, you know, like the Kansas one's pretty straightforward. The money's the money. Although I continue to
point out, skeptical about the bonds themselves.
Yeah.
Is it actually 70% or is it going to be 50% when it's all said and done?
Correct.
You know?
Correct. That goes back to the same thing. The Missouri deal sounds worse when you hear it out loud. The Kansas one sounds better when you hear it out loud, but they might be the same damn deal.
Well, the Missouri state funding is more firm.
Yep, that's what I mean. Yeah. It's like, but the Kansas one is better. This is the ceiling floor conversation we just said. Currently, the ceiling is better on the Kansas one, but the floor is better on the Missouri one. So it just kind of depends on which version of the deal you kind of want. Ah, oh, God, these stadium things. I do think the Chiefs are setting it up for. You don't think they'd go as far as in the ad campaign just saying, vote for this or we're out, right?
No, but everybody would know that's, of course, what it would be.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it would,
I guess I sort of thought it was the first time. It's only more secure now that Kansas has put the funds up front and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Be hard to, it is a little bit boy who cried wolf if for the second time you're like, don't vote for this. We could leave.
But this time it would be, if in fact,
a lot more realistic.
Yeah, I mean, it would be the only option at that point. If it actually, if they chose renovating Arrowhead, public ballot in November, and if it failed, then I don't know anybody that wouldn't, I mean, it'd be pretty obvious what's going to happen at that point in time.
Yeah. God. In retrospect, if you knew all it was going like this, does Jackson County vote differently? The same?
Not because
way too much going on in Jackson County.
It wasn't
that really hurt too.
It was, yes, the public financing part of it that some people were never going to vote for, but then you had the property tax stuff, you had the location change with the Royals in, you had businesses being displaced. You had so many things that went into it. That's why it was a 16-point, you know, loss.
Some late announcement
and you
got
to make up. No, but if you go Chiefs only, you're making up. You're asking to make up 8%, you know, 8 points on a ballot measure in November.
If you guys are curious, by the way, as a result of that, Frank White did get enough. Well, he didn't. The
side trying to oust him from office
to try to kick him out of office in a recall. They got enough votes for the petition.
Yeah.
If it gets approved by the council, then there'll be an actual recall vote for Frank.
And I don't know the timeline on that. Is that something that happens in August? I have no idea. I have no clue on the timeline.
Ask some of our people better in the political sphere than us.
That's right. All right. Up next, let's get to what's trending and then the confidence level if a certain job is won at training camp.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What's next?
What's trending?
What's trending here on Cody and Gold is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. Well, we start with the Royals, who finished that homestand 1-5. Just one win at home in the entire month of June. They're now six games under 500, 4.5 back of the final wild card spot. They are out west beginning a road trip against the Mariners tonight. That's an 8:40 first pitch tonight. Vern's on deck show at 7:30. Going to be a late night. The way the team's played, it's one of those where like things can get lost pretty quickly in the Royals world if this series goes south as well. But yes, 8:40 first pitch. Then they go out to Arizona on the 4th of July weekend.
I did see, as we're getting close to the All-Star break, Carter Jensen and Frank Mazzucato will be participating in the Futures game as well.
Okay.
For All-Star weekend. Okay. It's not been going great in Double-A for Frank Mazzucato. Carter Jensen obviously just got the bump to Triple-A. Next up on What's Trending, Jackson County received enough signatures for Frank White Jr.'s recall petition. They needed 39,000 and change votes in order to initiate that. They got a little over 40,000 submitted. The next stage of the process is getting those approved by the council. If that happens, there'll be a vote by Jackson County voters about whether to recall him from his position. Obviously, there's been a lot going on as it relates to the Jackson County property vote. Property tax stuff, we had brought up a lot because it seemed like he was in the way for some of the council-approved stadium mechanism fundings that were trying to take place at that time, in which there were a lot of disagreements over. But either way, Frank White Jr. could be in a little bit of trouble in his spot over there in Jackson County.
Next up on What's Trending, phase two of All-Star voting is underway. That began at 11 o'clock today. It goes till around noon on Wednesday. Why is that significant? Well, Bobby Wood Jr. and Jacob Wilson are head-to-head. They're the top two vote-getters right now for the starting shortstop. Jacob Wilson, hell of a season, going to be the rookie of the year. Bobby Wood Jr., I think in Kansas City, it's talked like he's been awful. He just hasn't had the MVP type season that he's had a year ago. But there's a chance you can still bump the vote up there, MLB.com/vote, if you want to guarantee a starting spot. But he's got his work cut out for him with what Jacob Wilson's been able to do in terms of getting votes.
Jacob Wilson is having a better season. Bobby Wood Jr. is the better player. But if you want to vote for him, hey, man, no one's stopping you. Vote for whoever the hell you like. That includes Bobby Wood Jr. Next up on What's Trending, USA Soccer advanced to the Gold Cup semifinals with a shootout win over Costa Rica last night. Not a bad result out of them. You'd mentioned there'd been an upset, at least on the other side.
Yeah, Guatemala.
The U.S. men's national team obviously gearing up for about a year from now when the World Cup will take place in the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Playing a little bit better soccer as of late. A lot of questions about whether or not the men's squad's going to be competitive this year in the World Cup.
I know it's not the final roster by any means with the guys that are playing now that'll be in the World Cup, but it's still a nice sign. And the way the bracket now has fallen because of the upset, U.S. has a great chance to get to the Gold Cup final.
Yeah.
They're going to play Guatemala in the semifinals Wednesday night. And then we'll see if they end up playing, I guess it would be Mexico, most likely.
How many times a year do they play Mexico in soccer? It feels like it's like 15. They play like 8 friendlies a year, and now they might play in the Gold Cup final? They play Mexico a lot.
Is it Mexico that's still around, or did I miss something there? Maybe I'm off. Maybe I take back what I said.
I was just pointing out that
I think that's who they would, if they win the semi.
The winner of Mexico and Honduras.
Okay, so yeah, okay.
They'll play tomorrow night, they play Wednesday night.
So Mexico probably wins. Mm-hmm. Probably. And then if the U.S. takes care of business in their favorites, I think against Guatemala. Okay. Yeah. That's what's trending, by the way, here on Cody and Gold.
Not definitively Mexico, but maybe.
That's true. That is
true. Was another upset. It could be Honduras. Who's to say?
That's very true.
It was in PKs.
Nobody thought Guatemala was going to beat Canada, and they did.
No, it was in penalties for that as well, I believe.
Yeah, a couple shootouts, man.
I don't understand any sport that has that format who doesn't do it all the time. Like, get rid of ties in hockey and just do an immediate shootout. It's super fast, and it's the most fun thing to happen in your sport every time.
Too many games, I think, is probably the answer.
The shootouts are the best.
Oh, they're great.
They're the best. They're so fun.
I mean, the pressure is the best. Now, there's some people also on the flip side that say that's the crazy way to decide.
That's not the version. That's like, yeah.
But I'm with you in terms of the pressure.
As a casual.
The pressure moment of that in a big match is awesome. Is awesome. But I know there's a lot of people that are like, hey, you played for 90 plus minutes and now you're deciding it based off of this.
But the problem is, in a sport in which essentially you could just play keep away, like in soccer, if you're just like, hey, we're playing heavy defense until we get one, they mess up one time. We'll run out here for 45 minutes and just do, like, you got to put a little bit of pressure on them, I think, sometimes to score.
You and I, thinking of soccer, you and I believe, have signed up to be, we were asked to be in the KC Current game, and we said, yeah, absolutely. Well, the KC Current media game.
A couple weeks from Saturday.
Drew, did you end up, we forwarded you the email. Did you sign up?
I forgot to tell you, I have not, because the wife and I have plans on the 12th.
Fair enough.
Is what the day is.
Interesting.
So. Okay. You said that like, interesting.
Drew's making plans. He's claiming to have made a plan 3 weeks.
Is it your anniversary or something?
Having known Drew for like 3 weeks now, I don't think he has a plan. Or I think he made the plan after being invited to soccer.
No, somebody who, you know, when you get the schedule, I'm sure you know this, Cody, with the restaurants and stuff. Like, you can always call off and stuff, but she's working the weekends, a lot in the restaurant industry as a server.
So she's got a random weekend day off.
Well, she wanted to get some time to go out to eat at some point. She said, hey, how about this upcoming Saturday? I was like, well, sure. I didn't even question it, actually, as a matter of fact. She said, you want to go out to eat on the 12th? I didn't even say, well, we got the soccer game. I was like, you know what? Yes.
A lot of people in the restaurant July, just eat on Mondays.
Let's go ahead.
Anyway, July 12th, you and I, we don't know if we're on the same team or anything. We find out tomorrow, I think.
We're drafted tomorrow, yeah.
Have you guys ever been on opposite teams?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been on the same team and opposite teams.
Yeah. So we'll find out if we're on the same team or not. I'm guessing because it's a draft format, maybe we won't be.
Ooh.
So we'll see. That could be a lot of fun. July 12th, we'll be out at the playing in the
game. Do you guys
know
who the captains are?
Yeah. Is it Mackenzie Nelson and is it Jillian Carroll? Is that right?
Yeah, Jillian Carroll.
I believe those are the two captains.
So if Mackenzie,
my understanding is they already drafted their teams. We're just unveiling it tomorrow.
Okay, so
that's what I thought.
I think the next time.
Yeah, I thought the press release or whatever.
This will cost for some fun content. The next time we have Mackenzie, and if she doesn't pick one of you or neither of you, it has to come up at some point.
Let's get her in on Wednesday and be like, the hell?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, that's right.
So I think tomorrow night. Are you going to that tomorrow night, by the way?
To the draft?
Yeah.
I'm not currently planning on going to that.
Putting you
mostly
on the spot.
Mostly because I had forgotten. Maybe. Yeah. Look, I'm not saying I can't.
It's
so
not far from
50,
you.
50?
It's closer for you than it is for me.
Yeah. Oh, it's real close to me. Honestly. Yeah,
it's at their training facility.
Yeah, which is just off of 635. I actually pass it when
I... Set family members are
when I go
welcome
to work
or whatever.
Oh, maybe just bring the kids.
You can take your kids,
I was pretty tired after that sleepover, man. I don't, know... I don't know if I...
You act like you were out there slinging burgers and cooking and doing everything. Yeah.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
I was not prepared for...
Is your wife exhausted as well from that?
Yes. I was not prepared for
Who
the
Who did more
of,
work, your wife or you?
For the party?
Yeah.
I honestly, this is going to sound like such a cop-out. Pretty equal.
Okay.
So here's the
good
exact...
Answer. No, good answer. Good answer.
Here's the right answer. I'm not going to just say she did more work. I don't think that's the answer. I think that we did an equal amount of work. We did the shopping for the party together. So I know that was an equal amount of work that we put in.
Mm.
We were both working on the house during the day and the day before, so I would say that was relatively equal. Mm. And then in the cake-making process, I made the cakes and the frosting, and she did the side. She did like the base layer of the frosting. I did the decoration part of the frosting because we were both doing different things at different times. And she made the little like placard sign to go on top. So even that was a shared responsibility. Okay.
So, so it was like some fun bonding time along with also just doing it.
Text line, though, is just they're saying Drew's still lying to us, but I don't know. That, we're going to trust Drew. They're saying,
I mean, it is hard to go out on a Saturday night.
Do you want me to take, a picture while I'm out of dinner?
Actually, your excuse sounded very real. So
I think it makes a lot of sense that if she's not normally off on a Saturday night, you guys want to have a nice Saturday night together. It makes sense to me.
I didn't believe him until he gave the answer, and then it sounded that. He came. I don't think he came up with that off the cuff. I think that was the real answer.
And look, I could have said, when she said, do you want to go out to dinner? I could have said, well, I've got the media game for the current. I don't know how that would have gone over. So I was like, you know what? Yes.
She could have cheered you on.
There's part of me that's just like, you guys are in your
cheered you on.
You guys are in your 20s with no kids. You could have gone to the media game and had dinner at 8:30 or 9.
That also, I guess, is true.
The days of me eating dinner at 8:30 are so... I eat dinner at 5 more than I eat dinner at 8:30. I can't go to dinner at 8:30.
Yeah, that's
not unless my kids are having an overnight babysitter. Otherwise, I'm coming home at what? 11:30? No chance. Too late.
There you go.
From the 816, Cody doing the cake decorating is somehow the most feminine thing he's ever done. I don't think that's the most feminine thing.
No, so still not the most.
Oh, not the most. I was like, I don't know if that's. Jeez. It's just cake decorating. People decorate cakes.
I was going to say.
Cake Boss. Have you not seen the show Cake Boss?
I got to say.
It's a heavy reach.
I thought
Cake Boss.
Considering I didn't know how it was going to go, I thought the cake looked pretty good.
Nice. I did see the
photo. I thought for what she asked for, a half green, half pink wicked cake, I got to say, I thought it looked pretty good. And the decorating part is still not my strong suit. Like when you use the frosting and the little.
Fondant?
Bag and the whole
fondant?
Thing.
Did you need fondant on
no,
there?
No, that's just buttercream frosting.
Okay. No fondant.
And I used a little piping bag to like make the fancy flourishes.
Fondant doesn't taste as good as the
fondant
icing.
Tastes like trash.
Yeah. But if you're trying to make it, unless he was going to build the witch on top of the out of fondant, you know what I mean?
That's not what I was trying to do. I was just trying to make a two-tone cake.
Yeah.
For anybody who wants to see the photo, it's up on social media.
Okay. There you go.
I thought it turned out pretty good. It was chocolate cake with vanilla buttercream frosting.
Here in a couple weeks, we're going to be up in St. Joe. We're going to be doing 11 shows. Chiefs training camp will be underway. If you guys are going to be at camp, be sure to stop by our tent there. We're in the same spot as we normally are, right next to, I think it's the Hy-Vee tent there, or the first set of bleachers, right when you walk in through security and everything like that. And we were thinking about, of course, the number one conversation around camp is going to be the left tackle spot and Josh Simmons' availability. What does he look like? You brought something up from last year. You said because of what happened last year, maybe it'll change how you feel if something occurs this year.
I think I'm going to go in with a lot more trepidation, not pessimism. That's not the word I would use, but I am going to proceed significantly gold more cautiously than what I did last year. Last year, Kingsley Suamate-Iyo won the starting left tackle job in like 2 weeks. Against a guy who had made a handful of starts, not a ton, 17 starts in his career for Wynnie Morris. And I thought, wow, beat out the vet, beat him out quick, praise is high, feelings are good, vibes are good. I'm feeling like this is the best possible news, and it only speaks to how good he'll be that he won the job out of camp and won it easily, it felt. Because of that, if Joshua Simmons wins the job out of camp, I'm going to proceed cautiously. It's not to say that it can't mean really good things, but he's beating out a guy with 15 career starts. I know he's a first-round pick versus a second-round pick, but he's beating out a fifth-round guy instead of a third-round guy. He's not beating out a full-time starter. I am going to proceed very cautiously on the Simmons camp coming out, as in not taking it to mean that he's all world because he won the job week one. I made that mistake with Kingsley. Yeah. I'm just going to proceed with caution. I'm not saying it can't mean that.
Yeah.
But last year, I think we all got caught up in the hype that was... he won the job. He's the goods.
Sure.
And that got proven wrong very quickly in Kingsley's case.
No doubt. Yeah. No, so I guess the unease I get, I would say a couple things. One, I don't think anybody, I would hope not, if he wins the job. We all thought Kingsley was good because he won the job, but I would push back. I don't think anybody thinks Josh Simmons is stepping in and being Trent Williams right away. I don't think he's going to be an all pro immediately. I think my biggest concern is he available day one of camp, truly, like Andy Reid has said, and therefore has a chance to win the job. So that's the first thing. the part that to me is different this go around, if he wins the job out of camp, is I understand that one was a fifth rounder and a third rounder. We looked up the amount of snaps that were played.
Very similar.
In terms of actual grade from Pro Football Focus, Jalen Moore was considerably better than Wanya Morris. I know we all have our issues with PFF.
I looked up career Pro Football Focus grades. It's not quite that big of a divide for career, but last year it was.
So that'd be the other thing. And the other part is, look, Josh Simmons was a first round pick. Just flat out first round pick. And you know, a lot of people were looking at Josh Simmons, and I know you disagree with this, like, fundamentally, I guess, but Josh Simmons, it's more about injury than ability. And that's why he was available at pick 31 in the draft, and why a lot of people thought he was going to be a top 15 pick in the NFL draft until they were worried that he wouldn't be available for training camp, which is why I'm still skeptical that he won't be available for camp. Mm-hmm. But the notion of his concern was not, oh, this guy can't play in the league. He doesn't have the ability. He doesn't have the length. He doesn't have the strength. Nobody's ever questioned that.
I'll say there were more questions about Kingsley's rawness.
Yes.
Than Simmons. So, like, no argument there. But I don't think there's, like, again, some of this goes back to I think we hyperinflate, like, what someone would be without injury. Because I've watched a lot of great players who were injured coming into the draft, still, like, Jalen, who still get taken in the top 10, top 5. And I understand his injury is more significant, but I watch injured players
Jalen Carter was
who
not
were injured
injury,
going
though.
Into it still get taken in the top 10 in the NFL draft. So I don't think Simmons was going in the top 10 if he's just... His legs were fine.
Yeah, like Jalen Carter was a random ankle injury, and then he had the car issue or whatever. That's why if Josh Simmons had an injury where everybody definitively said 100% he's available for training camp, then I think you and I both realize he's not there at 31.
No, but I think he's there at like 23, 22.
Yeah, I mean, we'll never know the real answer. I'm just basing it off of like the guys we've had on the show, the draft experts, Matt Miller, et cetera. These were guys that have done this for a living, and they all believe he was a top 20 pick. You and I are basing it off of that more than anything else.
I thought Kingsley was a top 40 pick. Some and he was picked at 60. And
but
so
you would
like,
also agree, we've done this long enough and done draft shows.
Inconsistent.
But we also know what I was going to say, inconsistent, but in particular where? Pick 25 to 40, it's a crapshoot in terms of who goes where. Like most people agree that's a big swing. Like top 10 picks, usually people are pretty consistent on who they think top 10 picks are, top 15 picks are. And a lot of people thought he was right in that fringe.
But I guess
if he was healthy.
Sure. And again, yeah, it goes back to the we can't prove it either way. So it's not really, you know, like we don't know where he would have gone. It just feels like one of those. It's not like the loser's lament, but it feels like one of those things I've had to hear a million times over when you get, not you, just people generally get too excited over players because they're like, this guy was, Drew's said it, like other people said it, like, that the guy they took in the third round, he's a first round pick, didn't get her at USC. Like, no, he wasn't. If he was a first round pick, he wouldn't have gone 60 picks later because he had a knee injury.
You would admit, and I mean, not all the time, you would admit that does happen though sometimes. Trey Smith. He had the heart issues.
That's not an injury, but yes, okay. I understand. That to me is like, that's a real medical problem. Like,
but that he would have been a top two round pick probably.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe like a third or a fourth or something. If it wasn't for like a real heart condition, I view those a little bit different than like the injury part of it. I told you the one that like when I was covering the Chiefs full time in this town, multiple people were like, Aaron Murray would have been a first or second round pick if it wasn't for the ACL. That's why he should be the starter for the Chiefs. And I'm like,
they also didn't watch Georgia football.
Somebody might have said that. Look, I was not working with you at the time or whatever. I don't know if that was
the case. They definitely said that.
The Chiefs might have. I don't know if that was the consensus thought in Kansas City that Aaron Murray would have been a first round pick.
I'm not saying it's everybody.
You and I can pull up a text. We get crazy texts all the time. Can say, this one guy said he was going to, like, a Hall of Famer. Like,
yes.
Yeah, I can find somebody that said it to me. I don't know if that was
I'm
a consensus opinion.
I'm saying it was
multiple
people at the time, and I'm not claiming it's consensus any means.
It does happen, though.
You're right. As a personal philosophy, I think that there is way too much made of, if it wasn't for this one thing, this guy would have gone so much higher. Because we talk about that with Sanders, Shedeur Sanders. It wasn't just that he had a couple of bad interviews or he would have been a second round pick. There's clearly something fundamentally wrong with him as a prospect, or he wouldn't have gone with fifth. Where the hell did he go? Fifth round?
I think that's where he settled at.
He wouldn't have gone that much later over this. It's like we sometimes inflate them higher, and it's tougher
in the back of the first round. The Sanders example, though, like nobody's dispute. Clearly, I think everybody agrees now that clearly it was more than. Like, is there anybody out there still saying they think he was a first round talent?
No, but like Well, Mel Kiper, maybe.
Wow. He might be the only one. That was so weird. That whole weekend, it was bizarre. It was almost like he was like, he had, you know, imagine if it was a stock. Like he had $1 million invested in this guy, and he was like, knew he was losing millions by the second, just like he was Shador.
I just think that there's a point of, I'm not even saying he still can't be a great player. I'm still very optimistic about Joshua Simmons as a prospect.
Yeah.
Just like I was about Kingsley. I'm just going to proceed.
That's fair.
Significantly more cautiously than I did last year.
Yeah, look, and if he wins the job again, I'm not telling you that he's going to be an all-pro year one.
No, I know.
It's just that, like, I think the also on the flip, and the flip side, just because Kingsley failed, we also shouldn't act like Josh Simmons would fail.
And if Simmons doesn't win the job out of week one, I'm not going to bury him either.
Well, if he doesn't win the job, let me ask you this, a little different of part of the conversation.
Depends on for telling me he's
healthy. If he doesn't win the job, my guess is he's on the pup list to start the season. I really believe that.
So you're officially in the camp that you're saying if he's healthy, he wins the job.
I think so.
That opens up the whole Jawan Taylor thing. Although, again, Jalen Moore, I think we're pretending like he can't serve as a backup tackle.
He's just overpaid.
Knowing that he's been
a backup
tackle every single second of his career, except for the moments in which Trent Williams was hurt last year.
I think people just look at the dollar amount and they say, like, you know, he's overpaid to be a backup kind of thing.
Sure.
But hey, you know what?
If I'm paying my starting left tackle combined, if I'm paying my tackles combined, $22 million because Simmons makes two, then I don't really care.
Yeah, and I think Cody too. You know, the Jalen Moore thing, they signed him because they couldn't be 100% sure they were going to be able to draft Josh Simmons. They couldn't be 100% sure he was going to be there at 31, or that he wouldn't have gone off the board much earlier or whatever. So that was their, hey, we couldn't get Simmons, we've got Jalen Moore kind of thing.
And they didn't know they were going
to
get Simmons.
They wanted to throw numbers at left tackle. They did. They've got a couple options. Beats the alternative of not having any options where it's just automatically handed the job to blank. You know,
Jalen Moore was borderline the cheapest available left tackle option there that at least secured you a left tackle.
He was
if you didn't get Simmons at 31.
After seeing what was it, Dan Moore or whatever his name was, went to Tennessee and got a huge deal.
80 or whatever.
And then once we knew, oh my gosh, Ravens Stanley wasn't actually available.
Yeah,
Jalen Moore was really the best option they could have signed at that given moment.
I don't think they take Simmons if they actually signed Stanley.
Oh well, that would you wouldn't have to do that in the first round. Nope.
They'd have just gone a different route. Even at pick 31, unless they were thinking he was Jawan Taylor's future.
Sure. But, all right. What about tonight?
Which part?
Well, I guess that could be a lot of things. What about tonight? Mariners Royals. What about tonight? 8:40 first pitch. I know there's a lot of people that are just checked out, and I get it. This team has won one home game at home in the month of June. I told you based off of what I said they needed to do on the homestand, if they were 0-6,
you think they're on like thin ice.
Yeah, they have to take 3 or 4 against Seattle or it's over.
If it's the break the ice game and you're just down to that 1-4 square.
Three
in the
or
corner
four or it's fully over. And that's not me telling you I want them to go out and buy rental players today. It's just I think 4.5 out, it's that buffer point for me. I said if they get you get north of 5 out and they're 4.5 now, then it's over. So you gotta take 3 or 4 against Seattle.
Somebody else loses.
Because admittedly, as much as everybody's frustrated, and this is not a conversation about like what could they do if they made the playoffs. That's not what we're debating. We're just talking about can they be in the mix till the end, truly in the mix for a spot. If they were to surprise everybody and take 3 or 4 against the Mariners, and it's Friday and they're getting set to take on the Diamondbacks and they're 2 back of a playoff spot again, you would probably even be like, well,
I'd have to get woken back up.
So
certainly.
Now am I betting that they're winning 3 of 4 against the Mariners? No, I am not. But that's what they have to do. Otherwise, it is full-blown 6-plus out of a playoff spot, and it's over.
Matters more because it's one of the teams ahead of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. All right.
They possess a wild card spot, and they're not even that good either. They're 43-30.
We are back at it tomorrow. We're expected to have the general manager and the executive VP of baseball ops, JJ Piccolo, join us tomorrow on the show. We'll talk more about Trey Smith as we're about to be in the same month that a deadline exists to get a long-term deal done with Trey Smith. We'll get into that tomorrow on the show. Hope you guys have a good rest of your Monday. The Drive with CDOT and Rob is up next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.